Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And on the road is Dave Ladd from RDL & Associates. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks for having me. I always appreciate talking to you.
So you're going to tell us a little bit about some convergences that happen in rural Minnesota in terms of industry and perhaps agriculture and how all of that actually helps to improve the economy of rural Minnesota. Talk about that.
Well, the Minnesota economy is obviously predicated on how well the metro economy does and vice versa. I mean, the Twin Cities metropolitan area, they also have a stake in a viable and growing and prosperous rural Minnesota. So a lot of times people look at counties outside of the metropolitan area, they just think agriculture, which is clearly an important component of our economy. But there's a lot of opportunities out there as we continue to compete in a global marketplace that is growing economically but shrinking just due to technology. And there's a number of opportunities as well. There's issues and challenges and opportunities facing transportation, moving intellectual capital to and from markets, as well as, say, grain or livestock to markets. There's housing, there's education, there's health care. And so I think if we look regionally and in those areas, a cookie-cutter approach isn't going to work. What necessarily is appropriate for Hutchinson, where I'm originally from, is different than what's appropriate for Hallock in northwest Minnesota. So I think when you look at what are the challenges, what are the opportunities, what can we bring together, what are our strengths, and then how do we engage, say, agriculture with the healthcare sector, with the education sector, University of Minnesota, whatever it may be, or the state university system, and how do we leverage those regional advantages we may have in transportation or technology or intellectual capital and help that region as well as those areas of the state to compete in an ever-changing global marketplace.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that before we took the airwaves today, we had a little bit of a conversation, and you brought up something that's interesting to me, and that is Farm Fest.
Yeah, especially in an even-numbered year, they'll bring out and have forums for the gubernatorial candidates, everyone who's running for governor and U.S. House and United States Senate. And they obviously you talk a fair amount of policy there and issues, but there's any number of other forums that go on and educational opportunities. And honestly, just a good area and a good opportunity over the course of 3 days to just talk about some of these issues in an informal setting and get to know what other people and regions are seeing. You know, that farmer may also be a local paramedic or may be on the school board. So that's where you also do see a mix and a cross-pollinization, for lack of a better term, of not only issues, but ideas and experiences.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for your time today as we look at opportunities that exist in rural Minnesota and appreciate you sharing with us today.
Thanks. I always appreciate it.
Dave Ladd from RDL & Associates, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.